Boy, what a night it's been already, huh? Thank you, DM. God is so good. I think I decided that today. Pardon me? Yeah, he'll be particularly good on Judgment Day, won't he? Every minute we're looking at that blood. God is good. I think we should make a new proclamation over the earth. God is good. The devil keeps trying to tell us he isn't good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he's a liar. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. Oh. Oh. My heart wants to go into a state of rapture. He is so good. God is good. He is good. He is good. He is good. He is good. How can you sit in your seat? No, don't laugh. How can you sit in your seat? How can you not stand and laud his praises? God is good. He is good. He is good. And his mercy endures forever. God is good. He is good. And his mercy endures forever. He is good. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. You are good. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. You are good. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Trumpet, God is good. On your sax, God is good. On your flute. Prophesy his goodness on the keyboard. You hear this, Lord? You are good. You are good. Let the instruments you made proclaim your goodness. You are good. Thank you. such goodness, high above the heavens, you are good. You are good. Good and great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Good. Can you hear the angels singing? They're singing about his goodness. Good is the Lord. Good is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. Yeah. Your goodness is high above the heavens, Lord. Good is the Lord. Good is the Lord. You are good. You are good. You are good. I think God is good.
God is good.
Oh, if you could have heard, did you hear the angels sing? Did anyone else hear them? Oh, it was so beautiful. You know, one time I was in a plane. I was coming back from Nigeria, where I had gone to meet leaders in Nigeria because God had spoken to me. He'd taken me to his judgment seat, actually. Well, to his judge's bench, and spoke to me about the judgment that was coming upon Nigeria, and actually had already begun, and why judgment was coming. And he was so convincing that I agreed with him until I got home. Now, you know, it's a long trip from Lagos, Nigeria, to California. It's not a short trip. And all the time I'm coming back, with all the stuff that he told me was going on, I said, "You're just, Lord. You're just. You're just." I just kept saying, "You're just." Then I get home, and after my long journey, I go to bed, and I have dream after dream after dream of more, yet more stuff that Nigeria is guilty of, the church in Nigeria. And after every dream, I woke up saying, "You're just, Lord. You're just. You're just. You're just." After the last dream, are you interested in this story?
Sure.
After the last dream, I woke and I said, "Wait a minute. There have got to be millions of people in Nigeria. What do you mean you're going to destroy the whole nation? That's not just. I can't let you do that." So I got onto the internet and I looked, and I think there's like 30 million people in Nigeria. And he had told me that the whole country was going to be swallowed up by the sea. So it meant the loss of every soul in the country. What am I going to do? I can't let you do that. And then I got into a storm. I couldn't believe he was going to do that. No matter what the people had done, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't accept it. So I called Shio, contacted Shio in Nigeria, and I said, I'm coming back. You gather the leaders of the country together and I'll meet with them. I'm coming back. We've got to stop this judgment. He said, I've already arranged the meeting. You just have to be here by such and such a date. And I said, that's not possible. I can't even get my visa by then. He said, be here, because the meeting has already been arranged and they want to hear what you have to say. So, well, to make a very long story short, because it really is a long story, I actually got my visa delivered, and I am not exaggerating. I wish my daughter was here, she would tell you. My visa was delivered by an angel. At the, where do you have to get visas? I forgot. No, custom, no. The consulate, I think. Anyway, we had talked to the man who was actually responsible for sending my visa on the phone. And he said, it's not even going to go out until tomorrow. There is no way. You ask too much. I said, I have to get on the plane tomorrow. He said, so sorry. It's not going to be sent out until tomorrow. And I promise you, in time for me to get on the plane, the visa was in my hand the next morning. My travel agent, when we called him and told him, the phone went dead. He couldn't believe it. He just, for the first time since I've ever known him, many years, he had not a word to say. That's not possible. I talked to the man myself. I said, it's in my hand, and I'm heading to the airport. Anyway, I met with the leaders. We spent days interceding for the nation. When it was time for me to go, I got on the plane. We got up into the air, and I hear the song, the stars, no. What is that song? Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The battle hymn of the Republic. That song was playing through the loudspeakers. It was being sung, and this is why I'm telling you the story. It was being sung, not by human voices, but by instruments. Instruments were not playing the melody, they were singing the words. I've never heard anything like it. And there was this tremendous lightning storm flashing across the heavens. Can you imagine to the tune of the battle hymn of the Republic? Every high note, every low note, I mean the lightning was flashing all along the horizon. Oh, it was so incredible. I thought, I'll never tell this from the pulpit because no one will ever believe it. The instruments were singing the words of the battle hymn of the Republic. God is a good God. Well, we delayed judgment. Jesus appeared to me the last day I was in Nigeria. And he said, your prayers have prevailed. Judgment has been delayed. No one can tell me he's not a good God. He is a good God. And he cares about every living thing. He's an awesome God. Of course, this isn't my message, you know, so I don't want to stay here, but poor Shio, when I came back from the judgment, the judge's bench from before the Lord, told him all that the Lord spoke. He said, every bit of that is true of our country. Every bit. Every word. The Lord told me where certain things were going on. He said, and those are the very locations of these terrible, terrible sins. By the time we finished, poor Shiloh had a migraine. He was so sick because he knew that it was true. And I said, and the judgment, you know, the sea is going to swallow up your nation. He said, Nita, Mama, that's what they call me in Nigeria. Mama Nita. It's already swallowing up Lagos. The sea is swallowing up this state. So the vision of the Lord was already coming to pass. And then Jesus said, judgment has been delayed. Isn't that incredible? Okay, you want to hear the word. Turn, please, to Hebrews chapter 11. God is a God of glory. Great glory. How would you like me just to talk about God for a few minutes? Can I just talk to you about this next week and talk to you about God tonight? That's what I feel like I'm supposed to do. God is so beautiful. The Father is the most glorious being you've ever seen. He is so beautiful. He is perfect in beauty. I can remember my little granddaughter, Casey. Some of you have met her. When she was 3 years old, she was taken to heaven. And she was given the privilege of seeing Jesus and the Father. Now, I've seen the Father many times. I've seen Jesus many, many, many times. So, needless to say, I asked her a description as much as a three-year-old could come up with of what she saw. When she said, she described Jesus perfectly. And I said, tell me, what does the Father look like, Casey? Little three-year-old, you know, their little arms aren't even long enough to go above their head at 3 years of age. And she said, Gamma, his hair is white and huge, huge hair. She was speaking of his glory. He is the very essence of love. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ looks at you, all you see is love. Not love like any human being could ever love. But it's a living love. It's a love that flows out of his eyes into your innermost being and enfolds you. Permeates you. until every part of you is touched by this living love, so full of gentleness, so full of kindness, so full of goodness, so full of care. But when he looks at you, depending upon how he comes to you, either comes to you perhaps as a shepherd and therefore as your equal, he may come to you as the Lord. And when he comes like that, he's so majestic. And when you look into his eyes and the love flows, it is with such majesty. Everything inside of you just wants to fall before him and worship him eternally. Every day, throughout eternity. But when the Father looks at you, the love that flows through his eyes is the love of a father for his children. Again, tenderness, gentleness, goodness. But you know, like a father loves. You know you're his child there before him. You're accepted wholly, perfectly, wonderfully accepted. You know that you're standing before the one who created all that is and holds all things together by the word of his power. And yet the audience that he's giving to you is so personal. Can you all hear me? It's so personal. You never feel like you're taking up time that is too valuable. You know that he cares for your every need. You know that no matter what you're going through, he's big enough to work it all out. He's love. He made all things in the universe, every planet, every star, the sun, the moon. He made you out of love. Love compelled it. Love demanded it. God is complete within himself, but he chose, by virtue of his wisdom, to need you. How do you satisfy the need of one who has everything? Think about it. All knowledge is his. All power is his. All time is his. All things that were ever created is his. He was there before, he was there during, and he'll be there after. It's all his. Eternity is his. He spoke the worlds into existence. By the word of his power, it's all his. Everything that ever was going to happen down through eternity, he knew before eternity began, because eternity began in him. Knowing all of this, it is an amazing thing that God chose by his divine wisdom to create you, whom he decided to need. Think about that. God needs you. He needs your love. He needs your faith. He needs your attention. One time when I was younger, much younger than him, I spent so many hours in prayer every day. I wanted to satisfy his hunger for everybody. His hunger for me and for anybody else that wouldn't come to him. That was my silly little heart. And one day he spoke to me and he said, "You know, Nita, I need you. I need your love. I desire you. You satisfy something very deep in me when you come and you give me your time. But I have many children in the earth, and I need every one of them. You cannot satisfy my need for someone else." He said, it's like a mother who has three children. And one child is particularly attentive and satisfies that mother's every need for that child. But you have one child that just, it seemed like from the time it could get up and run, it hasn't had time for mom anymore. This child who gives the mother so much attention cannot satisfy the hunger and the longing in the heart of this mother for the child who has no time. And he said, "I'm the same way. I need you, but I need every one of my own. I need them to come to me and have a relationship with me, love me and let me love them. I need to be able to nurture them." He's love, you know. He's love. I can remember one time I was hurting so badly over something that had just happened. Oh, man, I was in so much pain. And I said to the Lord, I was crying out to him, sitting and overlooking a lake, looking out over this picture window, through this picture window, to this over this lake, and it was so beautiful. But I was crying out to the Lord, and I was crying out, "Lord, please heal me. Heal my heart. Heal my broken heart. It feels like it's been broken so deep, I can't be healed. I need you so badly. Please come and heal my heart." When he appeared to me, and I looked into his eyes, and I saw love like I've never seen in my whole life. His eyes were like liquid pools of love, eternal pools of love. And he said to me, "Nita, I want to heal your broken heart more than you could ever want it healed. And then he let me feel and experience the completeness that is found only in Jesus. And there's no more need for anything. There's no more want for anything. When you have allowed him to be your completeness, you need nothing else in this world. The aching and the longing in the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul is so great. An ocean cannot fill it. What I'm saying to you right now, I'm experiencing. An ocean cannot fill it. God is so big, he is so great, that an ocean cannot fill the longing and the aching in his heart for one person. The only thing that can satisfy that longing is you. Only you. His hunger is so great. When the Bible says that he is a jealous God, he is so jealous for your soul you cannot imagine. When he sees you taking something into your heart that can hurt you, he feels jealousy, such jealousy, because you're his. He knows what brings purity, and he knows what can spoil the purity. And he aches with a jealous aching when you bring things into your heart that can break down the beautiful purity that he gave you as a baby. He wants purity because he wants you. He wants you to be able to relate to him. He wants to be able to reveal himself to you. Oh, what is happening in my heart right now? Every person in this room, every single one of you are here tonight by divine appointment, because I am being sent to you to tell you one thing. Jesus Christ wants to appear to you. He wants to reveal himself to you. He wants you to see him the way he really is. I don't know if he's going to appear to anyone else, but I can tell you every person in this room is going to see the face of Jesus if you will press in. If you will begin to seek his face in prayer, in adoration, and even in fasting, he will reveal himself to you. He will appear to you. Why? Because he loves you. He brought you here tonight to tell you that. But you've got to come to him. You've got to pray. You've got to seek his face. You've got to adore him. You've got to love him. I don't care. It doesn't matter where he has to find you. He will find you. He found you to bring you here. He will find you to show you his face. He will come to where you are and take you to where he is. Remove the hindrances. Remove the roadblocks. Remove from your heart the things that keep you from loving him. He will do it. He will do it. Lift your hands, lift your heart, and love your Savior, and he will come to you. He will make himself known to you. He will show you his beauty. You will see the King in his beauty. You will. You will. You will. Don't say not me. Yes, you. He will. Love him insatiably. Love him with all of your heart, all of your passion. His heaven is a beautiful place. It is beautiful because it is filled with the beauty of Christ. No matter where you are in heaven, he is there. You're never without him. He is there. It is beautiful because every place is clothed with his glory. Everything, every blade of grass, every flower, every everything is clothed with his glory. Everything that was created to worship him, and in heaven everything worships him. Oh, the glory and the beauty and the marvel of the glorious Savior! Worthy is your holy name to be worshiped, praised, and adored. Worthy! Heaven is a beautiful place because it is filled with the glory of God. Everything in heaven is beautiful because it is clothed with his glory. Everything, every person. But as beautiful as heaven is, nothing matches the beauty of Jesus. He is so tender. He is so kind. He is so gentle. But he's not afraid to be a firm disciplinarian when he needs to be. If he has to be, he has to be for the good of his children. But it's always coming in love. You'd be amazed at how much Jesus takes care of us. How many times he moves danger out of the way before we ever knew it was coming. How many times we have laid our head down in the midst of danger, not knowing that it never came. Because the angel of the Lord stood guard. He is love. He is love. Please let these words sink into your heart. Every person in this room needs to know that. It's not a mental thing he's trying to give you tonight. He wants the words to penetrate your heart. He is love and he loves you. He loves you. Not because you're perfect, because you're his. He loves you. God is love, and he loves you. Let the words enter deep into your heart. There is a time of suffering assigned to every person, but God's love carries in the suffering, and he brings us out into a broad place when it's over. Oh, his love. circumstances do not reflect whether or not he loves you. He loves you. He loves you, and he will bring you out. He loves you. He loves you, and he'll bring you through. Because he is your God. He is your Father. He is your Father. God is your Father. God is your Father. He longs to father you. He is a father to the fatherless, and every human being is fatherless until they've been fathered by God. Don't you know? You sit in the seat of his heart, just as any child sits in the seat of their father's heart. You sit in the seat of your father's heart. You are his. Jesus Christ has come to me looking like a Native American. He has come to me looking like an Arab. He has come to me looking like a Jewish person. He has come to me looking like an African American. He has come to me looking like a Caucasian. He has come to me looking like a Chinese. He is the father of every living creature. He walks in perfect identity with you every moment. You are his. 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 Arabs hate Jews. Jews are learning to hate Arabs. But God loves them both. He is your father, and he will never hurt you. He is your father, and he will never hurt you. He is your father, and he will never hurt you. Someone in this room was molested by their father, but I'm telling you, Jesus will never hurt you. He is your Father. He will never hurt you. Someone in this room is feeling the pains of early abandonment by their father. Jesus will never leave you. He will never leave you. Please let it go into your heart. He loves you. He will never leave you. He's not like your earthly father. He's a nurturing father. He's a loving father. He's a faithful father. He will never leave you. Someone in this room had a father who was home, but he was never there. He was never the man he should have been for you. But Jesus is willing to be the father you never had. He is your father. Let him be your father. Let him in. Someone in this room had a father who was physically abusive. I just saw him strike you. Jesus will never hurt you. He's not like your earthly father. He will be to you all that you need, all that you have ever needed. Let him reveal himself as your father. Such love, such love, such love. Sometimes the pain hurts so much you can't bear it. The heart is so broken it can't carry it. But Jesus is there to heal, to carry the pain, to love in the loss. He's a good God, and he's a good dad. He's a good God, and he's a good dad. You are eternity, Lord. And every person in this room has been brought here for you. You brought them here to meet you tonight. I ask that you will impart into their hearts, Lord, that part of you that they need to take the step of faith and to go on with God. We in this room just need you, Lord. We just need you. We can't help it. We don't want to help it. We just need you. And I ask you to do what they need. Give them what they need tonight, Lord. Out of the hand of your goodness. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed, Tonight, if you're here and you want to come back to Jesus, please raise your hand and let me pray for you. I want to give my heart, my whole heart to Him tonight. Just raise your hand. Anyone else? Anyone else? I see those hands. Anyone else? I see that hand. I see that hand. Anyone else? I see that hand. Anyone else? I see that hand. You're tugging at our hearts very strong tonight, Lord, because you want all of us, and you want to give us all we can bear of you. These whose hands are raised, Lord, are saying, I want to come back. I want to give myself to you again. I want to do it, Lord. And I ask you to impart the grace into their hearts now to walk out their decision. We have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with us, yet we will follow. I'd like everyone in the room to just say to Jesus right now, I'm yours tonight, Lord. I'm going to take the step of faith. I'm going to put my life into your hands, afresh and anew. Help me. Give me the grace and the strength. Give me the faith to see you and to hold close to you, Lord. In your precious name. Amen. Now, those of you who raised your hands, if you would like to come up and receive prayer, I'd like you to come up. You don't have to, but if you would like to, I'd like you to come up.